It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. A man in Oregon, or Oregon, whatever you call it.
Oregon.
All right, thanks. I didn't really need the update. Who survived 5 days in snow trapped in his vehicle trapped by snow. He ate packets of Taco Bell fire sauce, and he's now getting free Taco Bell for a year?
Wait, not life?
That's what I'm saying. Kind of like Taco Bell. How many bean burritos are you holding on to? Yeah, he gets it for a year, which is cool, but I would have gave that guy for life. The man and his dog, if you didn't know, were trapped in an SUV, and they ended up curbing his hunger, he said, by eating 3 packets of Taco Bell hot sauce and staying warm periodically by starting his vehicle. So thank God they're alive, they're okay, but they only get Taco Bell for a year.
Oh my gosh.
All right, somebody else has got to step up. Who else is going to step up to the plate and give this man food for the rest of his life?
I mean, would you guys go so far to say that Taco Bell might be the cheapest fast food? Because I feel like their prices are very cheap, so couldn't they, out of anybody, really afford to be giving away food for
life? Oh my God,
the
dollar mini quesadilla. Yeah, I would agree, Alex. There's a lot of good deals on that menu.
I think it would be the most baller thing in the world if, like, Wendy's, McDonald's,
they gave him food for life,
come in and say, hey, you know what? We'll give you food for life.
I would. That's what I'd do.
So baller.
Oh, listen, I'm about to go try to get stuck and lost somewhere, too, and see if that place, like, I'm going to be like, oh, I randomly had Chick-fil-A sauce packets. What happened? Oh, no. Okay, guys, sad news here. We hear about animals dying off all the time, but this is something that's kind of like a dinosaur. There's only one left now. There's been about one blockbuster left in the world now, as of right now. Blockbuster was founded back in 1985. In 2004, when it was at its peak, it had over 9,000 stores, with half being in the U.S. Well, now there's two of them. There's blockbusters in the world. One in Perth, Australia. Well, that's closing. So, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, has the last Blockbuster. I know we don't do that anymore, but do you remember the nostalgia? Like, did you guys, like I did, get excited about, like, it's Friday night, we're going to go pick out a movie? Like, my mom, when she was crazy nice, back then, I don't know if girls did this, but I know I did this, we'd rent a video game system. Like, if you want to try, like, ooh, they've got PS1. Like, we get to rent it in a game. It was the coolest thing in the world. Now there's only one left.
I'm telling you right now, it's like it was yesterday. I have so many memories of different times of going to the movie store, sleepovers, my mom driving us to the movie store, all of that. Like, I know, I can literally see in my mind even the covers of movies that I remember. I remember when American Beauty came out, which is now one of my favorite movies of all time. And I remember that cover with her stomach and the rose. I remember seeing that as a kid, like, wonder what that's about. And now it's one of my favorite movies.
Now I know.
I always wanted the overpriced candy and popcorn.
Oh, yeah, like $20 for a thing of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the movie cover with the all-white movie cover with the butterfly and the little human face. I don't even know what movie it was.
Is it but the butterfly effect?
Got to be the butterfly
effect. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I just remember
Ashton
being
Kutcher.
Really young, and it freaked me out.
Google image it, pork chops. Okay. Try to figure out what exactly
you're
talking about.
Look up the butterfly effect and see if that's it.
Okay.
If not, yeah, you're going to be here all day.
Because that's a really good movie.
And were you guys deathly afraid? I'm like, oh, crap, we didn't rewind the movie. We weren't kind.
Yes.
Oh, that was a big deal. You had to rewind the movie. All right. I think we're all big fans here on the Joe and Alex Show of Love. We're trying to find it, and we think everybody else should have it. Is that agreeable or no?
Well, one of us on the show is trying to find love. You guys all have somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but we all agree that we love love. Like, you want to find a person to love.
Yes.
Okay, and you want to be loved. Okay, so we agree. That's good. Well, then what do you think about this? Two first cousins in Utah are petitioning for the right to get married in their home state after driving to Colorado to tie the knot. The couple says they have been in love since second grade, but decided to make things official in January.
And they're from
second
Kentucky?
No, they are from Utah, so there's not a lot going on there. Check this out.
You're in second grade?
Yeah, it was like second grade. I remember I stopped her mother. I stopped her and I said, I'm going to marry Angie.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, no, I'm sorry, you can't, but you can be friends.
No, you're not going to stop me. You can say no, but I'm going for it.
You're like, okay, this is crazy, but we're adults now. We're single now. We're just going to go for it, and, you know, who cares what our family thinks?
Oh my God, how does this actually happen?
I mean, I do have hot cousins. I would lie if I didn't say
right.
I didn't.
Everyone has a hot cousin. I had a crush on my cousin, but he's like 10 years older than me. And I had like the biggest crush on him until I was like 10. But then it's like, I'm not going to marry the dude.
Now, what about if it was a second or third cousin? Because that's okay. Like, you can do that. That still seems weird to me.
I still think it's weird. I went to college with someone who was my third cousin, and we weren't close growing up. But like during college, we would always like bring it up. And when we were drunk, he would like kind of hit on me, and it was very strange.
There was this guy, like, this is years ago when I was on Tinder. I matched with this guy, and somehow after texting for a couple days, we got into like the very first time he spent time with his hand, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I asked him like what prompted that, what he was thinking about, and he said my cousin.
That is so weird.
Hold on. I know it seems weird, but I think that's kind of common.
Is it?
For a first thought, yes. No. Not all the time. Like if I was thinking about my cousin now as an adult man, it's kind of weird. I think when you're young and things like that and just feeling your body, like I think it's just that's maybe somebody that you really are close to.
But this is the kicker. When I asked him about the first time he did the deed.
Uh-huh. Flip some pancakes.
He said he was thinking about his mom.
Oh, okay.